It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to get everybody to love me and everybody to hate me, apparently, is the day that this is going. Look, I don't.
Everybody's all upset, you know?
It's just emotion.
It is, yeah.
And that's fine. Like, look, we're paid to give takes. And, you know, somebody, my buddy Kevin reached out to me during the break. He said, well, you know, Vinny was good in Baltimore. Yeah, that was Baltimore.
That was Baltimore,
man.
Though. That's not, like, we got to stop there living more, in what you did.
Time out.
Yeah.
There's more to the text. And he's like, maybe I'm wrong, but like, you know, if not Vinny, then who? Which is a very good question.
We
to
just
ask.
Gave you who? Tommy
and
Pham.
Again, let me continue. He didn't stop there. But it is tough to see, like, you know, Vinny struggle. And then also, like, you know, but we haven't seen DeYoung. We haven't seen Fermin. We haven't seen this.
Is DeYoung still around?
He is.
We haven't seen that guy.
And I get it. Like, look, Vinny's a fan favorite.
Right.
I totally understand it. Like, Vinny's a fan favorite. Vinny's a team favorite. He's a team captain. I think he's going to be fine next year when he's fully healthy. And I'm not trying to take shots at people in the Royals lineup or anything like that, but I just, tonight is an elimination game.
Ask yourself the question, is Vinny Pasquantino giving you the best chance to win games right now?
And I understand that he's a name. Look, I know he's a name. But every day without the injury, if he's an 80 overall, right now he's a 70. He's down a notch because he's not 100% healthy. Again, and you can have the narrative of nobody's healthy. It's game 179.
No, but he's legitimately not healthy with that thumb injury.
Right. So, I mean, maybe it's just, you know, you got to go all out tonight.
Yeah.
Everybody's available.
There's nothing wrong with having these conversations. I mean, Vinny's been here a hot minute. It's not like he's some legendary Kansas City Royal that, oh, my God, like Salvador Perez, who, by the way, the ovation last night for Salvi blew everybody out of the water. It wasn't even close. I mean, God. Mm-hmm. And it should be that way. He's the captain. He's the veteran. He's the guy. He's our guy. Like, that's the guy. Like, if you would have come in here this morning, Dusty, and said, I got a hot take, Salvi shouldn't be in the lineup, I'd have gone, all right, let's slow your roll a little bit about that. Let's talk this through. Right. But you came in and you said to me before the show started, he goes, I don't know if it's a hot take or not, but I don't know that Vinny should be playing. And you look at the numbers right now and you're not wrong. This is an elimination game. Your season's on the line. It's not about Vinny and everybody likes him and he wears a Sasquatch uniform and they got a Sasquatch that walks around when he hits a home run. It's what are you doing for me right now? This isn't romper room, okay? This isn't the regular season again. This is postseason baseball. And right now, and I agree with you, right? Like, I could take the other side and you know, have it for radio purposes. We could yell at each other like those shows on Fox and ESPN do all morning long, but I'm not going to do that because I'm out here to try to win baseball games. And tonight, Tommy Pham, based on the numbers against Gerrit Cole, is a better person to have in your lineup than Vinny Pasquantino. And we know for a fact that this organization is analytically driven, at times a little bit too much, but that's fine. You got all the information there that you need. And if you're looking at the numbers and you're going to be a numbers organization like the Royals like to claim, then you can't have Vinny Pasquantino in the lineup tonight over Tommy Pham. It just doesn't make sense from a numbers perspective. Again, Tommy Pham is hitting like 364 against Gerrit Cole. Vinny Pasquantino is 0-for-6 with 2 strikeouts. You're trying to win an elimination game tonight. Who would you put in the lineup? Just look at the blind resumes, right? Mm-hmm. Don't look at the names. You look at the blind resumes. Who gives you the best opportunity to win tonight? Tommy Pham over Vinny Pasquantino is a very easy switch to make. And then maybe late in the game, you want to bring Vinny Pasquantino in off the bench because you think it's going to be good for the crowd, which it will be. Mm. It'll be good for the team, which it will be. And maybe you utilize him late in the game in a pinch hit type of situation. But I think going into this game tonight, You don't want to be in a pinch hit type situation late. You want to find a way to win this game early. Tommy Pham gives you a better opportunity at this point in time to do that than Vinny Pasquantino did. And you know what? If you don't want to hear that and you don't like that, well, then you're not looking at it from a realist perspective right now, because he is a step slow, and that's okay. The guy fought back from an injury that, if it is the regular season, right now he's in Omaha, or he hasn't picked up a bat yet, or something of that nature because of that thumb injury. He's gutted it out, but he's gotten this far, and it's just not working, and it's okay to say that.
Vinny Pasquantino in the playoffs so far, 2-for-19. It's a 105 average, 1 RBI, 7 strikeouts, 3 walks.
Yeah, that's not good. 7 strikeouts is more concerning than anything. 7 strikeouts. It means he's a step slow. He is a step slow right now. And guys are, because baseball is all about timing. That's why, like, the playoffs reward the home team with the time off, or the number one seed with the time off. They don't like it. It's all about timing. It's all about rhythm. It's all about staying in your routine. And when you get hurt at the end of August, like Vinny Pasquantino did, and you miss an entire month of that season, and then you come back right into the postseason, You're kind of setting yourself up to not have that success. And it's nothing against the gut and the grit and the determination of Vinny Pasquantino, because we all love it. But here we sit on the brink of elimination. He can't be in the lineup tonight with those numbers when you have a guy like Tommy Pham, who has amazing numbers against Gerrit Cole.
From the 816, you guys still on the Royals are 100% winning the series train. I thought the Yankees were crashing and burning. I 100% think the Royals still win this series, and I'll tell you why. The percentage of teams that win game three that go on to win the series is 72%.
Yeah, it's in the 70s.
I thought the number would be like 85, 86, 88, something like that. I had a buddy that's a troll in St. Louis last night tell me, oh, yeah, you don't win tonight, series over. That's not the case. Because if you go out there tonight, which I do think they win tonight, I think Michael Wacha, this is the situation that you got him for.
This is a big night for Michael Wacha, too, because he could opt out of his contract at the end of this year. And you go out there and you pitch well tonight against the Yankees, you're cashing checks, man.
And I think that, you know, Wacha he's no stranger to this environment. I know he hasn't pitched in Kansas City in the playoffs, but he's pitched against big lineups, being in San Diego, being in the Cardinals organization against AL Central teams and NL West, or NL Central and NL West teams. So I don't feel any sort of nerves towards Wacha. You get Gerrit Cole. The last time you played Gerrit Cole, you hit him hard.
Mm-hmm.
And probably should have won that game. And I will say this.
Yankees got lucky in that game.
Easy. I think the thing is, with Wacha tonight, I do like the pitching matchup. And I know people be like, dude, it's Gerrit Cole. I understand it's Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
But look, we were there last night. That crowd was electric. And I don't want to hear it from TBS. The crowd was wet. They dubbed the volume down.
Right.
They do that.
They do that. The crowd, I was sitting in left field last night. It was as loud as a Chiefs game. It was so loud.
I have video on my phone, and I have videos we've shared on our Twitter feed of the crowd. And like, they do this at WWE events. They will move the crowd up. Like, I know you don't know this or give a rip about it, but the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania is always the biggest crowd volume there is. And it's been amplified because now it's Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H, who runs the controls, and he'll, you know, pop that up to give it more of a theatrical approach.
Of course, yeah.
Just like TBS is like, we want it to sound more muddled. We want to get the broadcast. We want to be able to do this. We're going to turn the bat volume up, crowd volume down. They have the capability of doing that.
Yes, absolutely.
And look, last night was great. And yeah, I see that they lost. I understand that they didn't win. But look, this is a best of five. It's not a best of two. It's not a best of three.
It's not a best of one.
It's a best of five. This is a team that I saw last night in that locker room interviewing Chris Bubich. I threw him a slider at 3-1. I threw him the same pitch again. He waited for it.
Mm-hmm.
I own that mistake. I shouldn't have been behind in the count. I saw Bobby Witt Jr. sitting in his chair looking in a almost like that 20-yard stare of like, I'm going to have to do something. I need to do something. That wasn't a team last night in the locker room that was hanging their heads upset. Brady Singer was smiling and having fun.
He should.
And enjoying the moment.
He had a great pitch.
He had one of the biggest outs of the game.
Yeah, huge.
And look, it's not like this team is playing the almighty Yankees and they're losing 7-2.
Right.
Like, I would understand if you went into this game and lost 7-1. And the night before, you lost 6-5. And then the night before that, you lost 10-2. Like you did in the regular season, where everyone's narrative was like, we're just not there yet.
Correct.
BS now, you are there. Every game in this series, other than, I guess not everyone, 6-5, 4-2, 3-2.
They've all been great baseball
games.
They're
close games.
They're great. They're playoff games.
And they're self-inflicted wounds that you can definitely fix. When Cotrera was asked in postgame, which I was in that room as well, and it was like, it's walks and it's strikeouts, or it's missed opportunities that you can change. I know there's people in this text line that says, well, maybe it's time to give MJ a night. Maybe,
but now, I mean,
but also he's still a left-handed bat in a situation, and like, this is the playoffs where I know you hate it, and I know people don't like it, but you have to be analytical because you have to play the situation.
You do.
And when you have a guy that throws like Garrett Cole, who's going to be like, you know what? Here's my pitch. Either you're going to hit it or I'm going to strike you out. MJ Melendez is a great person for that sort of situation because he's going to swing out of his shoes, and if he makes contact with it, it's going to go very, very far. Now, the problem is he hasn't made very much contact.
But he does. I mean,
But he did last night, other than the final out, which is what everybody hangs their hat on.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're going to sit there and say MJ needs to be out of the lineup, then you need to say Vinny needs to be out of the lineup, too. It's pretty simple. Just because you like somebody over somebody else and personally doesn't mean they should be in the lineup when somebody else should not be in the lineup. So I think MJ still should be in the lineup. I still like his bat. I still like his stroke. I still like...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the ability of having him in that lineup, because I feel like he's one of those guys at any moment can hit a home run. You need those guys in your lineup in the playoffs. And if people are freaking out about this, again, this goes back to 14 and 15. We've been very spoiled here with the way our playoffs have gone in Kansas City. The Chiefs just run to the Super Bowl every year. The Royals run to the World Series every year. They don't lose series. They don't lose games. They started 8-0 in 2014. They were really never on the brink of elimination in 14 or 15 until Game 7 of the World Series against the San Francisco Giants, and obviously Game 4 in Houston was an elimination game. But other than that, this team has not been on the brink of elimination but one time in our lifetimes, basically, in the postseason. So I think fans are having a tough time understanding how this works, because what we remember and what we've seen is that when the Royals make the playoffs, well, they don't lose. They just advance to the World Series. They just roll out the red carpet, and we get to the World Series. That's not the way it works. This is playoff baseball. If you are a baseball fan and you don't have a Royals or Yankee rooting interest in this series, this has been one of the great baseball postseason series you could have asked for. Mm-hmm. There has been really good pitching. It's been tooth and nail. Every play matters. Every pitch matters. And you know it matters because we're in the crowd last night and nobody's sitting down. I was sitting with some folks that, you know, work in the front office and whatnot. They're like, are we going to get a chance to sit? I go, no. Have you been to a Chiefs game? Like, you don't sit at these games. And everybody's amped up. You could feel the nerves. You could feel the tension. This is what postseason baseball is all about. And when you win, it is so much sweeter because you endured all of this. You fought through all of this. What we're watching right now is a typical baseball postseason series that we've never really had in Kansas City before. They've all been runaways. They've all been basically glorified, get us to the World Series. But this is what playoff baseball is all about. And that's why you look at the Royals right now, and they're a pitcher and a hitter away of getting to that next level. Get one more bat in that lineup, maybe one more pitcher in that bullpen, or whatever the case may be going into next season. When this thing does end, even if they end in a world championship, you're still going to need to improve your ball club next year. So you got to go into this and understand tonight is going to be filled with tension. Tonight is going to be a game like you've never been part of before, because we've never faced an elimination game other than Game 7 against the Giants at Kauffman Stadium that any of us can remember. And so we're going to go in there tonight. It's going to be, you know, on the edge of our seats or standing the entire time. time, watching every single pitch, watching every single move. It's going to be a chess match. The Yankees do not want to see Cole Reagans in game five. Gerrit Cole's going out there tonight to try to end this thing so they don't have to see Cole Reagans in game five. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a baseball game. So just get ready for the tension. Get ready for the mixing and matching. Get ready for things that we've never seen before in a baseball game. And that's the way it works. And for the sport, this has been a beautiful series, man. I was walking out of Kauffman Stadium last night. I'm like, that was just a great baseball game. That was well played by both sides. And the Yankees just happened to be, like we said yesterday, the first of three runs wins it. The team that can squeak out one, two, three runs max, I think, is the team that wins. 10-9 final, probably. So there it is. We said it yesterday. The first of three is going to win. I had a couple of friends text me, you better not be right about this first of three when Stanton hit the home run. I'm like, kind of the way I'm feeling about that. And that's kind of the way it is tonight. Can you gut it out and get the three or four runs? The first team to three or four runs tonight is probably going to win this baseball game. And if the Royals don't walk the entire lineup and they're more selective at the plate, they're going to put themselves in a better chance to win this baseball game.
Yeah, and I think that tonight is going to show that. I think in one game you might have missed, pretty big game, that wild card game in 2014.
I guess, yeah, elimination. You're right, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about series.
And I think that's what tonight's going to feel like. I think last night, if I can be honest, I think last night was one of those, it's back, I'm excited, I don't really know what to feel. It's like the Jonah Hill meme where he's got his hands in the air. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's what it was. I think tonight is more of like an engaged crowd, right? Like tonight is, hey, we cannot lose or this series is over.
And the season.
And everything that goes into it. And, yeah, you know, like I know nobody wants to talk about the possibilities of a loss, but that's where I feel like tonight is one of those things, because in recency, this team with their backs against the wall facing, you know, the worst possible situation, they've shown you that they can prevail.
Mm-hmm.
When they were, what, a game and a half above Minnesota or whatever it was, and they had gotten, you know, just obliterated at home, couldn't score any runs, and they went on the road to face, wasn't it Washington and Atlanta to finish the season?
Yep.
They won 5 out of 6.
Right.
They swept Washington when you needed the biggest wins of your season, and they did it.
Right.
And now you have a game in which this is now the biggest game of your season.
And it's not Washington.
And I understand that, yeah. But it's at home. It's against a team that you know you can beat,
mm-hmm.
that you're no longer afraid of the jersey that says New York. You're no longer afraid of Spider Tech Gerrit Cole. The ship is still sailing. Everything is still moving in the parts that you want. And tonight, you're going to see what this team is. You're going to see where the adversity picks up. Look, Bobby Witt Jr.'s hit late in the game might have opened up a whole can of whoop-ass for him.
I was talking to somebody in the organization last night about that, and they said not just that hit, but when he walked, they said that's the key right there. He walked, got on base, next at bat, got the hit. So and like that walk, you go back to like the fifth or sixth inning, whenever it was for Bobby Witt,
right.
That may have opened things up and taken that pressure off of Bobby Witt a little bit. And then he comes up in the eighth inning and gets that big single, and you're starting to feel, okay, we got something going here.
Right.
Here we go. And obviously it didn't end the way that we wanted it to end, but by all intents and purposes, it doesn't mean you can't go out there tonight. What you did today or what you did yesterday does not matter at all today. Now, if you make the same mistakes that you made yesterday today, well, then you're not learning, and the mistakes are walking the entire lineup and not being more selective at the plate. And that's, to me, what it really boils down to. It's a very simple fix. Be more selective. Don't walk people. And if you take care of that, you're going to win this game.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.